This is Kenneth Vigue. We're back with yet another tale from Appalachia, the roots of which stretch all the way back to the beginning of our stories. This episode, titled Cryptid Creeps, I outlined as part of Season 1, but for one reason or another, just could not get it right. At last, the right elements and inspiration fell into place, and we at last are thrilled to present this episode, co-written with me by our new writer, George Wolfe. Before we start our tale, I want to also ask how you are doing, and I hope it's well. It has been a year now since a strange, Hollywood-like nightmare pandemic started ravaging the globe and impacting our lives, filling them with loss and fear of loss, as well as the financial tolls from loss of employment and the psychological toll due to being disconnected from one another for safety's sake. If you find yourself cut off and just want to play or talk, you're always welcome to come hang with us on Discord and have some adventures in Fallout 76. Now on with our story. Following the events that saw the destruction of Camp Wanna Grindalot, and hopefully the death of the Sickle Man, Simon, Jake, and Amata return home to the Red Slow Diner, while Chad and the gang find themselves wandering the ash heap, looking for a more permanent home. With no further leads on the keys to unlock the secret of Project Lazarus, Simon takes up a job to make some caps. His new employers are not what you'd expect. Row a little faster now, because I hear banjos. But also keep your eyes to the skies and in the bushes for the terrifying and impossible monsters of Appalachia. We open in Berkeley Springs, on a scenic cliffside spot. It is October 16th, 2077, and the apocalypse is rapidly approaching. Two star-crossed lovers looking for a thrill will come face to face with an Appalachian legend, and the consequences will be dire. As always, remember that this post-apocalyptic podcast contains some foul language, dark humor, and depictions of well-warranted violence. Proceed through the vault door at your own risk.
Here we are, Cindy. Prime camping spot.
Gosh, I don't know, Mike. It's awful dark out here, and that weird man from the gas station warned us not to go down this road. And that hot dog from that Leary guy tasted funny.
That guy is the skid, Cindy. His elevator doesn't go all the way up. This place is perfect. My old man used to take me out here hunting.
When I suggested we go camping this weekend, I thought we'd go someplace with clean facilities like Spruce Knob. What are we doing out here by Berkeley Springs? It's so dark.
Exactly. No lights anywhere from way up here on the cliffside. Perfect to catch some shooting stars. Our own private show. Look. I promised your pa I'd hold your virtue.
Don't be cheeky, Mike.
So I set up two tents. One for you and one for me. And if you happen to sleepwalk into mine...
You watch your mouth there, Michael Templeton. The last fellow who put the moves on me was Fast Eddie, and he got a fat lip.
Come on. Let's climb in the back here. Tailgate down. Got some ice-cold Nuka-Cola Quantums in the cooler.
Ooh, this metal's cold.
Hold up. I'm no cad. Allow me, madam. You can wear my jacket. There. Better?
This is nice.
Now look at that. What a sky. The weather tonight is perfect. Perfect views on the cliff and down below.
Perfect? Perfect for what?
Just perfect for chilling, you know? Getting with the struggle cuddles.
Hold up there. I know that look. What's the real deal here? Why did you bring me to this spot?
Look, some of the fellas said...
Damn it, Mike, this is about that stupid sheep squatch again.
Well, some of the guys were talking in the locker room, and Sean mentioned that some old couple a few weeks back were passing along the road here when some gigantic beast with horns came tearing out of the trees right in front of their car. They swerved, smashed up the car real good, and took off running as the thing started smashing into the rear of the car. Has to be the sheep squatch.
Right. You know how I feel about the supernatural stuff, Mike. Enjoy your sheep monster thing. I'm gonna go find a phone and call my folks.
No. Come on, Cindy. That wasn't the only reason for bringing you out here. You're the only girl I have eyes for. But this is exciting. Imagine being the first people to photograph this thing. You and me together. It's a little bit dangerous, but it gets the blood pumping. But doesn't the dark and that little bit of the fear on the back of your neck make you feel alive? Just so alive.
Well, I don't...
All right. Compromise. One night. If we don't see a single hoof print or hear one creepy call, tomorrow morning you and me will grab some breakfast, head on down to Spruce Knob, and I'll rent us a boat for the day. We'll camp out on one of those little islands you love. Deal?
Deal. To us. Mike!
What the fuck?
Mike! Language!
Shh. What was that? That didn't sound like a sheep.
What is that, Mike? I'm scared.
Pass me the camera, Cindy. Quick.
It's getting closer.
Damn. Where'd these clouds come from? Lost the moonlight.
Mike, I'm scared. Let's get out of here.
Shh. I think I hear something.
It's close. Mike, please.
Shh. I'm gonna snap my camera light. Be ready to run. Ready? Now.
Ah!
Oh, shit.
Mike, no!
Sin. Run! Run!
Help! Jesus Christ, no! No! Get away!
No. That's complete bullshit.
I swear. I don't know where the fuck you got off to. So I'm creeping down this side tunnel, still soaking wet and covered in God knows what, when all of a sudden I hear three super mutants clomping up the tunnel ahead.
Well, I think I see where this is going.
So I turn around to book it back the other way, and I hear another group coming up behind me.
Anything good in the atomic shop purgatory this week?
No, I didn't die.
So you started blasting?
No. Shut up and let me tell the damn story.
Okay, proceed then.
So I'm looking around, and there's a pile of trash. And an old trash can.
Find anything good?
A typewriter and a hairbrush.
Top dollar junk right there.
Right. So, quick as I can, I climb in and stay quiet as a mouse. So I hear a bunch of them pass, and then this big dude in the back walks by, stops, sniffs, said in this gruff voice, smell puny human.
Jesus.
So I use my laser pistol and cut some leg holes in the bottom of the can. And of course the dude hears it and starts walking back. He's all like, puny human in metal can. Make you dead.
I'm sorry. The mental image of you waddling away as a trash can in a daring escape? Continue.
So my best robot voice. Powering up Protectron. And slowly raise the can up with my legs. The super mutant stops and I slowly turn around and start waddling away saying, sewage sanitation mode activated. Initiating scrubbing mode. He just stands there for a minute. Any moment I figure he's gonna just club the shit out of the can. Then he mutters, stupid metal man. Super mutant ape metal man. Then he turns and clomps away. What a fucking goober.
Classic Jake.
Where did you go anyway?
The place was a maze down there. Turn a corner, and when I looked back, I'd completely lost you. Stumbled on this transponder thing. And the next thing I know, some asshole starts yelling at me through my Pip-Boy. And before I know it, wave after wave of super mutants start flooding the tunnel. If it weren't for that minigun we found inside that cave cricket, I would have been toast.
It sucks that it was just another dead end chasing down those code keys.
Hey, but at least you found that super reactor plan.
We need a new power source for the diner anyway, after expanding the dining area. The fucking noise those 10 generators make out back is worse than your snoring.
Hey, you and Amata take all the damn pillows. Besides, I don't complain about you waking us up every hour to make dad noises while going for a glass of water.
Let me play my petite violin really quick. So you're a little chilly. I wake up every hour because of the way she sleeps. I wake up with her goddamned hair in my face and my mouth.
Hey, you're the one who whines if you don't get to be the big spoon.
Yeah.
Hey! There you two are.
Back in one piece. No key, but wait until you see what we found. Come here, you.
Mwah. Got one of those for me?
What?
I was talking to him.
Oh, ha, ha. Jeez. You two stink. Get showered round back, and then come grab some dinner. Almost done with my new recipe. Fish sticks and a cornmeal batter.
Fish sticks? You got fish? Even when swimming, I've only seen a few left.
A Mirelurk tried to kick in the back door, so I unloaded some plasma into it, fixed the door, but I had 500 pounds of seafood to try to do something with all over the kitchen floor.
Keep a plate warm for us. I'm not spending another night with black diesel clouds floating through the wall keeping us up. Look here.
Holy shit! This is a super reactor blueprint. We'll be able to light the kitchen better and even have enough wattage left over to set up some security. Wait. Look how much materials this has. We don't have anywhere near enough. Some of these materials are really rare.
I am not claiming a workshop to extract that stuff. Last time I got anywhere near one, it didn't end so well. But why don't we just buy the materials off one of the train station vendors?
Unloaded for bear with junk weapons and other stuff. We've just been hoarding on to this trash.
Train station run? Ugh. We've just walked 12 miles. That's a 2-day journey, and who knows what he's going to have when we get there.
Rock, paper, scissors?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay, fine. One, two, three, shoot. Well, shit.
Here, take my pack. I've got all kinds of shit in there.
Fine, I'll be the gopher. What are you going to do?
I get started on fabricating what I can with what we have on hand. We can finish it up when you get back.
Great. Well, wish me luck. Oh, almost forgot. Dinner to go.
Well?
It tastes like an old shoe soaked in butter.
Right on brand then for the Red Slow. It's going on the menu.
Behave yourselves. See you in a few days.
Bye. So, did you tell him?
No. We were kind of busy down there.
What? Why not? I told you, it can't happen again.
No, I know. It's just... God, why does this have to be so complicated? What the hell am I supposed to tell him?
I don't know, Jake. Can't you just say it was kind of a one-time deal?
Except it wasn't.
We'd been drinking.
Only the first time.
Well, were you into it?
No. God, no. The three of us have always been close, but that was...
It just felt weird.
It was definitely weird. And hey, I'm as open-minded as the next guy and always wondered what side of the fence I was on. But being with you feels right. It always has. With the three of us, I didn't feel anything afterward. What you and I have built is important to me. Special. And call me old-fashioned, but I like sharing my sandbox.
Sandbox, huh? Yeah, I don't like sharing your shovel either. I love you. The both of you. I always have. The three of us always have had a connection, but the connection you and I have is different. And I don't even think for him, this is about love. For him, it's been emotion and affection of any kind. He's been lonely as long as I've known him. Look at him. You look into his eyes, and he's so far away. Honestly, at times it scares me. It's like he's here and somewhere else all the time. The first time was okay. It helped bring us as close together as we were in the vault, but the more I thought about it, and those other times, it just felt empty. I don't want empty. I want you.
I still don't know what I'm gonna say.
Well, you have a few days to figure it out. Come on, let's scrub you up. You reek. Then we can eat an awful dinner on the porch and watch the sunset.
That's not the sunset, dear. It's a nuke on Light Spring. I think the aristocrats pissed someone else off.
Appalachia, am I right?
You gotta love it.
Face trash can. I don't got time for no short dick fetch quests. So scoot your toaster sided ass on back out there and get me some goddamn firefighter's gear.
You selected. My home is engulfed in flames and I have a sexually transmitted disease.
What? No. What the fuck are you talking about? Other. Other.
If your home is currently engulfed in flames, we recommend... Choking on steak au poivre raw results in 15 fatalities each summer in Charleston. Firstly, bring the choking victim to a standing position and position yourself behind them and grasp them tightly around the... Sexually transmitted disease can be an embarrassing and fruitful...
Dude, if there is one thing I hate out here, it's dealing with these goddamn robots.
Hey! You! Wanna talk for a bit?
Jesus fuck, where did you come from?
I've been working hard on my studying.
You chase that meat wagon, lady.
Are you here to become a fire breather, too?
Nah, I'm here for caps and tail.
Wow! You wanna get to know me?
No.
Any day now, though, you'll be calling me Tiffany, the Fire Breather Brantley.
That's doubtful.
I can't wait to eliminate my first scorched.
Your first? What the hell have you been doing all this time?
I've been working hard on my studying.
Yeah. You okay there, sister? You look like you've been straight up eating the Johnny Red Eye.
Chems? How dare you suggest something of the sort? Chems are bad. I'm a bad, bad girl. Bad girls can't be firefighters.
Okay, Spaz. Tell you what, you keep on keeping on, and I'm gonna go fuck off to anywhere else.
I love talking about the fire breathers.
Whatever.
Notice me! Notice me!
Moose, get down off there, bro. What are you doing?
I love fire trucks, dude. I've always wanted to make the siren go. Aw, man. This thing's busted. Just like everything else around here.
This place smells like garbage.
Because it is a garage. We're in a fire station, Pats.
So, like, what are we doing here anyway?
That bullshit with Toga Willie's bar and strip club place turned me down. We would have been swimming in caps, but that dickhead Dutch said I had no gimmick. I get one of those sweet-ass firing outfits, and it'll be raining bottle caps for us.
Well, this place is grody. That Dutch guy has so many diseases. I think he has Plague Walker.
Won't that be uncomfortable?
What?
Bro, people pour caps down your pants.
Yeah, we're gonna need to rob some plebs and hoping for some ballistic fiber junk.
Oh, I don't sew. And even if I did, I'm not sewing armor into your underwear. It's been 2 years out here, and I still haven't found a clean pair of panties. This place sucks.
Don't be so down, babe. With all the water we've been stealing from those lamoids camps, I'll run you a nice hot bath tonight.
But last time it was too cold.
I'll warm you up, my little...
No, Moose. Last time... I caught a fucking cold and died. Like, I came back to life wearing a beekeeper's outfit. What's up with that?
Fine, fine, jeez. I'll use the flamethrower for a bit on the tub. Warm it right up.
Hey, where's the kid? You were supposed to be watching her.
Don't be such a mom, Chad. Jesus. She's hanging out at that old house over there with Punch.
Sun's setting. This place is a bust. Come on, gang. We need to go find a place to settle in for the night.
What that smell?
Ashes. This whole area went tits up before the war broke out. My daddy used to work for them horn rats in the mines. Grade A dickheads. Strip mine the whole area, and mine fires cooked everything below ground.
So, there's like nothing out here. Why are we here?
Because, Pats, every time we go to plop down our camp and start building a proper home, some jackass comes out of nowhere with some kind of donut shop or big-ass mansion, and we have to keep moving south. No one comes down here. We can find a good spot, get set up, and maybe, maybe reopen the BroFit gym.
That'd be sweet, bro. Maybe we can have a bar off to the side. Punch and I have been making some mad brews.
Yeah, I know. The last ale you made was so thick I needed a spoon to drink it.
Higher, Mr. Punch, higher! Swingy, swing!
Ow, I'm gonna puke up my battery.
1, 2, 3, run away!
Hey, not so high, dude, okay?
Punch, push, swing, real high!
One more!
No, come on, kid, Punch. Let's go.
One more? Here, Punch, go! Hold tight!
If someone doesn't let me off this thing, I'm gonna be pissed.
1, 2, 3, run away!
Whee!
Susie?
No, Punch can't!
Susie, are you all right?
Ow! My arm feels funny.
That's great. Someone get this twig out of my fanny. Like, now.
Hush, Ella.
Let me see.
Ow.
Shit.
Owie.
Think you broke it?
Little friend hurt?
When I say stop, you stop. Clear?
Punch, sorry.
Come on, let's pick you up.
Punch carry!
Fine, but be easy. We need to find a stim pack. Use my last one beating that Deathclaw's ass.
Hey, dude, up there. There's an old bar and stuff. Totally abandoned.
Oh, my shoes are all covered in ashes. Is there a bathroom in there?
Yeah, babe. There's one for guys and one for you.
My arm is burning. It hurts.
Punch hurt little friend. Punch bad friend.
It's okay, kid. Hang tight.
The Rusty Prick. Yeah, this place looks shady. It's probably loaded with rad roaches. And like, I'll bet you all my dirty water that there's a dead dude in there in some kind of silly position.
We were out here for 2 decades, lady. We got bored.
This place is sweet, right? Right off the road and everything.
Here, bro. Put her down on the pool table. I'll poke around for a stim pack.
And this place smells like ass.
Little friend hurt with ow ow?
It's okay, Mr. Punch. It's not your fault.
Let's move in here and turn it into a bed and breakfast of death.
Oh, bro! Punch! Check this out, dude! There's a whole brew set up in the back here! This place kicks ass!
Oh! Good brew left for Punch?
Nah, that stuff's gone skunk!
Punch, drink! Try new flavor!
I wouldn't do that, dude!
Funny brew. Make tummy feel all funny.
Nuka Shine? What the hell's that? Well, whatever it is, it probably has loads of calories and radioactive isonopes.
Never heard of this stuff. Hey, dude, your face is glowing blue. Hand me that keg.
Punchy collars! Ooh, punchy collars!
Dude! That stuff tastes like Abraxo and gasoline!
Wait, what? Gasoline? How do you know what gas tastes like?
Oh, man! It's like warm and stuff!
Wait, what are you doing?
Aren't you, babe, hot?
Oh my god, are you like wasted? What is this stuff?
Meat bag!
Taste it for you and me! We sit on some heads!
Don't hurt, cause you're dead!
Meat bags for me!
Hey, Moose! Where the hell are you going? Get back here!
What's all the damn yelling?
Punch and Moose drank some of this blue stuff and took off like blackout drunk.
Nukashan? Oh, man. This stuff will knock you flat. Last time I pounded this stuff, I woke up next to a scorch beast and nothing but my apply sling.
Wait, what?
They'll be fine. They'll pass out someplace and find their way back home. Hold tight, kid. Here we go.
Owie! Ow! It's burning me!
What the hell are you talking about?
Something's
what?
Wrong!
What's wrong?
Something's wrong!
It's burning!
I don't understand.
Like, was it tainted or something?
No, it was fine. Clean the injector and everything. Something else is going on.
I think it stopped. Chad, can you look at my boo-boo?
Yeah, real slow, okay? See if you can wiggle your fingers. How's that?
I think so.
Now, try and make a little fist there. What about that?
I think it's okay. The burning is going away.
What the hell was that?
Wee-oo, wee-oo. Time for the ambulance.
I don't know. It was scary. It was fire all inside.
Come here. Bring it in. You okay now?
Yes. I'm thirsty.
Here. Got your little cup and some fresh water.
Ew. Oh my god. This bathroom is hella gross.
I hope those two get back soon. If you feel okay, and want to help me clean out some of this garbage and busted furniture?
Is this our forever home?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. We can do something with this place. Doesn't work as a gym, but a bar? Yeah. This could be something special.
Without the proper supplies.
Well, well, well. If it isn't the slick son of a bitch who stiffed me out of my crap last year.
Welcome, citizen. I am authorized to trade supplies.
Right. Let's do this. But look here, you tin-plated grifter. I'm a year wiser. I know market value, and you're not going to dick me around like before. Here. 5 rifles in various condition. Some bulk plastic. I've bulked with, plastic. 15 10mm pistols, I've got a case of Rad-X, and about 10 pieces of 1 to 3 star rated armor pieces with impossible magic properties I'd rather not go into. Here is everything. Take the lot. Take the whole fucking lot. Here's my shopping list. I need all the junk on this list. No bartering, no waffling, no back and forth haggle. A simple, straightforward transaction. Is that clear?
Affirmative.
So scoot your little arms around behind the counter there or wherever you hide your inventory and let's wrap this up.
Best I can do is 20 caps.
No, 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 no. No, not this again. Listen to the words I am saying. I give you these. You give me what I have written here. This is a barter. I'm not buying anything. And I've given you 8 times the market value for what I need in junk.
15 caps.
Not today, Satan. You keep on chuckling inside that fishbowl head. I came prepared this time. Harry Mentats? Never tried them personally, but let's go. One moment. Now, my fine friend. Back to our little whittle transaction.
Wow.
Huh?
Your facial structure has pleasing and complementary proportions.
Thanks?
What can I do for you today, my little chickadee?
Just the items on the list, please.
What is a biped like you doing in a place like this?
Look, can we wrap this up, please? I'm not sure how long this thing lasts. Hopefully not.
This unit can go for 300 years if you understand what I am vocalizing.
No. I mean the Mentats, you trash can.
Wow, your dilated sclera, increased heart rate, and body language of annoyance is causing logic errors in my axial servo.
The hell with it. You know what? I'd be ever so appreciative of you, you big hunk of steel. I'd love it if you could take all this heavy, bulky stuff off my pretty little back and find it in your surprisingly warm metal heart to help this fragile ash flower out. I would be very grateful.
Be still, my actuating servos. Please stand by my carbon-based peripheral device. I shall care for your every need. Then maybe I can leave this train station behind.
Be careful with my heart, Mr. Vendor. We're from two different worlds.
Processing transaction.
Jesus Christ, this acting is killing me. It's weird. This poster is new. Cryptid Creeps, Inc. Is a Mothman molesting your mailbox? Is a goat squatch gobbling your gooseberries? Cryptid Creeps are Appalachia's experts in the unexplained. Licensed by a malfunctioning, wandering robo-brain, we use expert tracking and trapping methods to chase down whatever some of bitch has been eating your crops or leaving crap in your crick. Drop by our headquarters in Lewisburg. Affordable hourly rates. Interns needed. I wonder what they pay.
Citizen, let's awkwardly stomp away from this place. Just you, me, and a cargo container with a view.
Ooh, your glass dome is fogging up. Jesus, if I'd have known this stuff worked on everything, I would have been addicted to these damn things ages ago.
Our transaction is completed. Here you go.
Why, thank you, my dome-headed... Wait a minute. There's only one screw and a bottle cap in here?
Thanks for the memories.
Now look here, you son of a bitch. Must have worn off.
Get out of here before I call the police, you little whore.
All right. Christ, have to get money to buy that stuff some other way.
Now trading for supplies, ammunition, and gear. My shattered heart is prepared for the long haul.
Hello? Hey, is anybody here? I'm looking for the...
You gotta be ready, boy. I could be a goat squash coming to eat your guts whole. You ever seen a goat squash?
I've had some experience, but I don't think it was the same thing. Wait, my what?
You actually seen it? Where? What'd it look like? I mean, yep, another sign. Yep, there's been a gun.
Yeah, it was out at that old taxidermy place. It, turned out to be a fake. There was an unfortunate incident with an Assaultron programmed with a mating ritual that... You know what? I'd rather not talk about it.
You knew Van Lo, did you? You hear that, Jethro?
Strange things in these hills.
Ah, how long have you been standing behind me?
Long enough to know your perception is low, you long-eared yank.
What does that have to do with... Never mind. Look... I read your flyer at the train station. Is the position still available?
Well, then, you're in the right place. when there's something strange in your backyard, like bright red eyes glowing in the dark. Who you gonna call?
Cryptid creeps.
Yeah, I forgot that part.
You forgot the name of your company? And does he always wear this gas mask, or what?
Now, hell, we ain't some company, boy. We're the protectors of Appalachia. For everything unholy and unexplainable, we...
Look, buddy, is the job available or not?
We got us a live one here, Jethro. He's raring to go.
Woo, he sure is, isn't he? You looking to get yourself killed, boy?
Look, I've just had probably one of the worst days in my entire life. And I'm not about to sit here and explain it to you guys. I'm a hard worker, and I'll do just about anything at this point. So, about the job.
You ain't got nothing to lose. Yeah, I've been there myself. All right, the job's yours. Now here, drink on this. You're one of us now.
What is this? It smells like dirty socks.
You'll put some hair in your wedding bells, kid.
Jesus. Oh, that burns. What is this shit?
Well, shoot. He holds the moonshine pretty good, don't he?
Yeah, he sure does, Cletus. Question is, how's he handle a gun?
Let's just say, I know my way around a shotgun.
Come on, boy, let's show you around. This here's the finest collection of paranormal investigation evidence in all Appalachia.
This is quite the collection. What's that thing?
Oh, this here? This here's a bona fide jackalope. Hey, you remember that day, Cletus? Ooh, what an awful, awful day.
Jethro and me use urine popsicles and yowie squat to lure it in. Our tick hound old Yeller, he'd herd it up into the ravine just east of Beckley. That jackalope, ooh, he was marrying a hornet's nest with your pecker in it.
Well, we were just lining up the shot when Cletus here had the bright idea to use that vet's computer on his wrist rocket. Goddamn computer targeted a fucking bloatfly 2 miles down the creek. Well, we missed our window and a second jack-off lope. We didn't see charges from the side and God, old Yeller.
By the time we unloaded 2 barrels on the sumbitch, Yeller was gone. We got this one here. But the other, well, it's still out there looking for revenge.
Right, sure, whatever. It just looks like a pissed off rabbit with military grade duct tape antlers of varying lengths stuck on its head.
Look here, boy, you see that?
It's a bucket with dirt in it?
To the untrained Yankee eye?
Sure, whatever, but I was born here.
That there is the only evidence we have of our white whale. The thing we've been hunting all these years. The Phantom of Flatwoods. The terrible Blackston County monster. The Flatwood Monster. Appalachia's most terrifying cryptid. Cletus and I were investigating the old Fisher farm when we heard this strange noise and a purple light moving through the trees. Knowing full well what we were dealing with, we put our overalls on backwards and stuffed tinfoil down our tighty-whities for protection. And rifle in hand, we crept right up along the ridgeline.
And there was, hovering just at the tree line. Well, sir, our pappy schooled us well and well. Jethro lined up the shot. I tried to communicate with it to lure it in, like by doing that robot dance and rubbing my keister against the pine trees.
Sure. I mean, you gotta...
Then the sumbitch just up and turns, sticks up this long middle finger, and fucks right off. Plum vanished right there in front of us.
Woodchuck to gray squirrel! Woodchuck to gray squirrel! Come on back! We got us a satin.
Ooh, looks like our first one of the day.
Gray squirrel here. What you got there, Woodchuck?
I was on my front porch finishing the railing on my garage and donut shop when some giant bastard tore right through my gosh darn wall. Starts hurling loogies at me. Had no eyes or mouth. You boys best get on down here.
Hold tight, Woodchuck. Creeps are on the way.
You thinking what I'm thinking, Cletus?
The Grafton Monster.
What's that when it's at home?
Legends say that the fat farm down near the White Spring before the war got contaminated with nuclear waste. Well, all that chunk from them rich folks gets up on out of the septic tank and starts walking around all pissed off.
I mean, what?
All right, Cletus, now fill up our flasks and let's hit the road. You want some more shine, boy?
I'm good for now.
Punch no feel good. Punch inside want to come out mouth hole.
First rodeo with the shine, fellas.
Bro, that stuff is killer. Literally.
There you are. Moose Miller. What the, like, actual hell? You know, maybe before you go running off next time with this big green bush, you'd, like, think of me first? I'm still waiting on my bath.
Sorry, babe. Come on. Let's just grab some canned coffee.
Where's little friend?
In the back there, dude. Taught her how to shoot pool. Here. Bag of them cotton candy bites she loves. You owe someone an apology, dude.
Punch feel bad.
Well, get on back there and make it up then. I need a hand tearing out some of these booths. Had an idea I need a hand with.
Eight ball, center pocket.
How are you doing that, Ella? That's not fair.
I'm a ringer. You're gonna owe me some new batteries.
What you do?
Oh, hey, Mr. Punch. We're shooting pool. Ella's having fun, but I thought this would be more fun times. I thought we'd be shooting someone named Pool. This is just some stick and a ball game. It's boring.
Boo Boo gone now? Toad make go away?
Yes. It's a little stiff, but I'm okay.
Punch sorry, broke little friend. Share some sticky pink num nums?
Ooh, cotton candy bites. My favorite. Thank you, Mr. Punch. It's okay. It wasn't your fault.
Stick pink num nums good. Electric sparking teeth.
It's little fluffy sugar balls. Yuck. These bits taste bad.
Taste okay for Punch.
I don't like these ones.
Has anyone seen my scarf? Hello?
Fingers keepers.
Hey, Rugrat. Have you seen my scarf?
No. Uh-uh.
What? You little liar. Give me that.
No, it's mine. I found it.
It was in my backpack, you little turd.
Can we kill her already? I could pop her head like a berry. Whee!
You leave little friend alone, meatbag.
Give it to me.
No, go find your own.
You bit me, you little bitch. What the hell? Get off me. Get off.
Too much noise! Punch don't like noise! Stop, friend! Stop!
What the hell is going on? Susie!
She's biting me! Ow!
Come on, kid. Let's go. Get off. Your nails. I'm bleeding. You hit me.
Sorry. No.
What the? Stop. Please, stop. Punch, grab her legs.
What's wrong with friend?
I don't know. Come on. Help me get into the bathroom. Can't control her.
Drifting away. Drifting away. Not supposed to happen. Doctor? Doctor?
Little friend sick?
What the fuck? What the fuck? In here. Sorry, kid. Get the fucking door! What happened? What happened?
That little bitch.
Here, babe, Stimpak. What the hell, dude?
I don't know. I don't know. Something's wrong with her. She attacked me. I can't believe she attacked me. Something's wrong.
If you ask me.
No one asked you, Pats. Shut your goddamn mouth for a minute.
Babe, come on. Let's get you cleaned up.
I need to get help. That Doc Martin dude. Maybe she's infected with something. That weird reaction from the stim pack and everything. Punch, dude, promise me something. Do not let her out. Keep her in there no matter what, okay?
Keep friends safe?
Yes. She could hurt herself or someone. I'll be back with help, okay? If she gets out, get her. Promise me.
Punch, watch, friend, good. Keep safe.
I'll be back soon.
Punch Hope chode fast. What happened to little friend?
Darn, looks like we just missed the monster.
What are you talking about? I didn't see anything that looked like a Grafton monster had been there.
Oh, really? And what makes you so sure?
Well, for one thing, the guy who called it in looked like a junkie's build. He had a trash can full of used chems. He couldn't sit still, kept twitching. Chances are he ran out of chems and started going through withdrawal. Probably was hallucinating.
Oh, yeah? Well, what about all that oil laying around the ground?
It's an auto body shop. Of course you're going to have oil spills.
Oh, well, look what we have here. Cletus, one of them detective types.
Looks like it. First day and he's some sort of Einstein.
Son, that logic may have worked before, but for this, we don't use logic.
That's obvious.
Yeah, it takes guts, instinct, and moonshine.
Ew, I will drink to that. I will drink to that. All right, well, next on the list, we got a report from up north. A woman was out walking her pet possum when she saw an FWM floating through the trees.
An FWM?
One of the hardest to find. Uses mind control and such. Here, you're gonna need one of these. Lucky for you, I got a spare.
You can't be serious. A tinfoil hat?
What part of this is a joke to you?
All of it.
This one's a bit iffy, Jed. Such disrespect will not be tolerant. Will come out of your pay.
Oh, shoot. I was just kidding, fellas.
The way we talk funny to you, boy?
No, sir. So off to the Flatwoods Monster? Look at that. Fits like a glove. A little more shine before we go?
Don't have to tell me twice. Ah, that hits the spot. Come on, this way.
Jesus, good stuff.
You trying to get us caught? The Flatwoods Monster ain't easy to sneak up on. You got it.
Be quiet, both of you. He's close. Look over there.
Yeah, broken branches. He's been through here. And look, tracks.
I'm pretty sure those are your tracks. I think we're walking in circles.
The newbie's right. These do look like my tracks. The alien must have shapeshifted into human form to throw us off his trail.
Heads up. All right, get your equipment ready. I'll stun it with this flash modificator. And Cletus, you trap it with the vine densifier.
Is that a camera duct taped to a toaster and a fishnet tied to some garden gnomes?
There ain't no time to explain the science and all of it, recruit. Now get out there and poke that bush. Flush it out.
Of course I'm the bait. Why wouldn't I be?
It ain't gonna come out like that. Put some oomph into it. Really get your hands in there and show that bush you mean business.
That's what she said.
Ooh, here it comes. Stand back.
Ah, taste the rub. I want to die, virgin.
Now, dagnabbit, Cletus, you're supposed to throw it on the monster, not me.
It's just a possum. It's just a possum. Look, it's even got a collar. Must belong to that lady that called in the sting.
I knew that. I just...
Now that, on the other hand...
Well, in all my years...
Chad, Simon, and the gang will be back in part 2 of Cryptid Creeps. Until then, I hope to see you in the wasteland.
To a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.